O son of man, should prosperity befall thee, rejoice not, and should abasement come upon thee, grieve not, for both shall pass away and be no more. Baha'u'llah. O son of man, should prosperity befall thee, rejoice not, and should abasement come upon thee, grieve not, for both shall pass away and be no more. Baha'u'llah. Verily the most necessary thing is contentment under all circumstances, by this one is preserved from morbid conditions and from lassitude. Baha'u'llah. Verily the most necessary thing is contentment under all circumstances, by this one is preserved from morbid conditions and from lassitude. Baha'u'llah. Concerning thine own affairs, if thou wouldst content thyself with whatever might come to pass, it would be praiseworthy. To engage in some profession is highly commendable, for when occupied with work one is less likely to dwell on the unpleasant aspects of life. Baha'u'llah. Concerning thine own affairs, if thou wouldst content thyself with whatever might come to pass, it would be praiseworthy. To engage in some profession is highly commendable, for when occupied with work one is less likely to dwell on the unpleasant aspects of life. Baha'u'llah. Blessed are the steadfastly enduring, they that are patient under ills and hardships, who lament not over anything that befalleth them, and who tread the path of resignation. Baha'u'llah. Blessed are the steadfastly enduring, they that are patient under ills and hardships, who lament not over anything that befalleth them, and who tread the path of resignation. Baha'u'llah. Lament not in your hours of trial, neither rejoice therein, seek ye the middle way which is the remembrance of me in your afflictions and reflection over that which may befall you in future. Baha'u'llah. Lament not in your hours of trial, neither rejoice therein, seek ye the middle way which is the remembrance of me in your afflictions and reflection over that which may befall you in future. Baha'u'llah. The essence of true safety is to observe silence, to look at the end of things and to renounce the world. Baha'u'llah. The essence of true safety is to observe silence, to look at the end of things and to renounce the world. Baha'u'llah. O my servants, sorrow not if, in these days and on this earthly plane, things contrary to your wishes have been ordained and manifested by God, for days of blissful joy, of heavenly delight, are assuredly in store for you. Worlds, holy and spiritually glorious, will be unveiled to your eyes. You are destined by Him, in this world and hereafter, to partake of their benefits, to share in their joys, and to obtain a portion of their sustaining grace. To each and every one of them you will, no doubt, Attain. Baha'u'llah. O my servants, sorrow not if, in these days and on this earthly plane, things contrary to your wishes have been ordained and manifested by God, for days of blissful joy, of heavenly delight, are assuredly in store for you. Worlds, holy and spiritually glorious, will be unveiled to your eyes. You are destined by Him, in this world and hereafter, to partake of their benefits, to share in their joys, and to obtain a portion of their sustaining grace. To each and every one of them you will, no doubt, attain. Baha'u'llah. Do ye not look upon the beginning of the affairs, attach your hearts to the ends and results. The present period is like unto the sowing time. Undoubtedly it is impregnated with perils and difficulties. But in the future many a harvest shall be gathered and benefits and results will become apparent. When one considers the issue and the end, exhaustless joy and happiness will dawn. Abdu'l-Baha. Do ye not look upon the beginning of the affairs, attach your hearts to the ends and results. The present period is like unto the sowing time. Undoubtedly it is impregnated with perils and difficulties, but in the future many a harvest shall be gathered and benefits and results will become apparent. When one considers the issue and the end, exhaustless joy and happiness will dawn. Abdu'l-Baha. The immediate future, as clearly predicted by the Master, must necessarily be very dark for the cause as well as for the whole world, but the promises he has repeatedly given us of a glorious future for the faith and for mankind as a whole are of such character as should assuredly sustain and strengthen us amidst the trials and tribulations of the days ahead. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. The immediate future, as clearly predicted by the Master, must necessarily be very dark for the cause as well as for the whole world, but the promises he has repeatedly given us of a glorious future for the faith and for mankind as a whole are of such character as should assuredly sustain and strengthen us amidst the trials and tribulations of the days ahead. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Be not grieved if thy circumstances become exacting, and problems press upon thee from all sides. Verily, thy Lord changeth grief into joy, hardship into comfort, and affliction into absolute ease. Abdu'l-Baha. Be not grieved if thy circumstances become exacting, and problems press upon thee from all sides. Verily, thy Lord changeth grief into joy, hardship into comfort, and affliction into absolute ease. Abdu'l-Baha. Great is the multitude who will rise up to oppose you, who will oppress you, heap blame upon you, rejoice at your misfortunes, account you people to be shunned, and visit injury upon you, yet shall your heavenly Father confer upon you such spiritual illumination that ye shall become even as the rays of the sun which, as they chase away the somber clouds, break forth to flood the surface of the earth with light. It is incumbent upon you, whensoever these tests may overtake you, to stand firm, and to be patient and enduring. Instead of repaying like, ye should requite opposition with the utmost benevolence and loving kindness, and on no account attach importance to cruelties and injuries, but rather regard them as the wanton acts of children. For ultimately the radiance of the kingdom will overwhelm the darkness of the world of being, and the holy, exalted character of your aims will become unmistakably apparent. Abdu'l-Bahá. Great is the multitude who will rise up to oppose you, who will oppress you, heap blame upon you, rejoice at your misfortunes, account you people to be shunned, and visit injury upon you, yet shall your heavenly Father confer upon you such spiritual illumination that ye shall become even as the rays of the sun which, as they chase away the somber clouds, break forth to flood the surface of the earth with light. It is incumbent upon you, whensoever these tests may overtake you, to stand firm, and to be patient and enduring. Instead of repaying like with like, ye should requite opposition with the utmost benevolence and loving kindness, and on no account attach importance to cruelties and injuries, but rather regard them as the wanton acts of children. For ultimately the radiance of the kingdom will overwhelm the darkness of the world of being, and the holy, exalted character of your aims will become unmistakably apparent. Abdu'l-Bahá. Should anyone at any time encounter hard and perplexing times, he must say to himself, "This will soon pass." Then he will be calm and quiet. In all my calamity and difficulties I used to say to myself, "This will pass away." Then I became patient. If anyone cannot be patient and cannot endure, and if he wishes to become a martyr, then let him arise in service to the cause of God. Attributed to Abdu'l-Bahá. Should anyone at any time encounter hard and perplexing times, he must say to himself, "This will soon pass." Then he will be calm and quiet. In all my calamity and difficulties I used to say to myself, "This will pass away." Then I became patient. If anyone cannot be patient and cannot endure, and if he wishes to become a martyr, then let him arise in service to the cause of God. Attributed to Abdu'l-Bahá.